Brad, thanks so much for chatting to us this afternoon.
No worries, Tess. Good to talk to you.
So what officially defines binge watching? How many episodes do I have to watch in a row before I'm officially binge watching something?
Yeah. I guess that's the million-dollar question, and I'm sure Netflix would like to know that as well. It's one of those things that doesn't have an official definition. I guess it really comes down to the attitude behind your watching. So if you sit down and go, right, I've got this new series, I'm really excited, I'm going to watch 4 episodes tonight and 4 episodes tomorrow night and just get through it because I really want to talk about it with my friends this weekend. That would be a planned session. And some people would say 4 episodes is binging. Others would say, no, that's just, you know, that's the same as sitting down to watch a movie if it's, you know, 30-minute episode. Binging, you know, it's one of those things when you think about food, it's when you have it to excess and you have more than you plan to have. So I guess that's probably, what we'd say with TV, and that's something that Netflix thrives on, the, you know, the autoplay and the would you like to, you know, continue watching. And, you know, before you know, yeah, as you say, it's 2 a.m. and you've worked your way through a whole series.
Do you think it's necessarily really unhealthy to be constantly binge-watching TV, or can some factors, like you mentioned, you know, oh, I want to talk about this with my friends tomorrow, you know, that's not necessarily a bad side effect. How unhealthy is constantly binge-watching TV?
Yeah, it really comes down to whether it's replacing other more healthy things in your life. So, you know, most people binge watch at night when they're sitting on the couch, and, you know, you could say that television's the, you know, the 21st century version of just sitting down with a good book, and, you know, it's a good book you can't put down, and suddenly, you know, you've worked your way through the whole book. You know, you work your way through a whole series. It really does depend on what the impact it's having on your life, because a lot of people can very healthily watch, you know, TV every night of the week, and, you know, they get up in the morning and they go to the gym, or they, you know, they socialise and, you know, talk about the TV shows they're watching. You know, every dinner party you go to these days eventually degenerates into, so if you watch anything good lately on Netflix. So, yeah, it really does depend. I think it's, you know, it's a good thing to, a good question to ask yourself, and, you know, it can be something that people find addictive. You know, you do get a release of dopamine when you do something good. Dopamine's there to tell you, you know, keep going, this feels good. And we've actually found that it's the hitting another episode, you know, auto-playing another episode gives you that hit. So it's kind of almost the illicit thrill of having one more episode and, you know, doing something that's maybe a little bit naughty. So it really does depend. And as I say, you know, there's nothing wrong with planning to have a binge session. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you find that, you know, you are missing out on other things in life, like, you know, you decide to stay in and watch TV rather than go to a party, or, you know, back in the days where people actually were allowed to have parties or, you know, go out for dinner or, you know, socialise or do something a bit more sociable or active. I think that's when we can get into dangerous territory for sure.
And you mentioned sort of the next episode will play in 10 seconds with the little autoplay thing, giving us that dopamine hit. I was going to ask, you know, we get those pop-ups that say, are you still watching this show, et cetera, et cetera. I guess I would have assumed that would sort of shake you out of it, if nothing else, or at least that's what it was designed to do. Is that not quite the case?
Yeah, it's very nice of you to think that Netflix would be so kind and caring to us to do that, but it's actually designed to make sure that you don't lose track of where you're up to. So let's say you've left and forgotten to turn the show off. You know, suddenly 2 or 3 episodes may play and you might lose, oh, damn, where was I up to? So that's there to, you know, make sure that the autoplay doesn't kind of get away from you. But then also, not everyone has unlimited downloads on the internet connection, so it's also a way of saving, potentially losing, you know, hundreds of gig of data by watching shows when you're not actually watching. So, yeah, it would be nice if they were more pro-social like that and think about the binging. But as they say, their biggest enemy is a great quote from the CEO of Netflix. Reed Hastings saying that Netflix's biggest competitor is sleep.
Oh, good grief. Oh, there's one to keep in memory next time that little pop-up comes up. I'm going to be side-eyeing it hard next time I see that one.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
No problem. Good to talk to you.